Jews, he came out and issued an apology. And he pretended that he didn't even really know what was being printed in his newspapers and that he didn't agree with all this hate diatribes against the Jews.
Et donc, dès 1927, c'est-à-dire 7 ans après qu'il ait vraiment commencé à avoir cette croisade antisémite, il a fait un texte en disant qu'il s'excusait, qu'il savait d'ailleurs même pas ce qui était publié dans ce journal et qu'il n'y était pour rien.
So, you know, a lot of Jews never forgave him for what he did, and in the Jewish community, there was still a lot of bitterness towards Ford.
Beaucoup de Juifs ne lui ont jamais pardonné, et dans la sein de la communauté juive, il y avait beaucoup d'amertume contre Henry Ford.
But most other Americans eventually forgot.
Et la plupart des Américains moyens ont oublié.
Or they accepted his apology at face value.
Ils ont pris ses excuses pour argent comptant.
So Ford learned his lesson. He never publicly came out against the Jews.
Et donc Ford a retenu la leçon. Il n'a plus jamais, à partir de ce moment-là, pris position ouvertement, publiquement contre les Juifs.
But behind the scenes, he still believed everything that he wrote about before.
Mais il gardait toujours ses opinions, il croyait toujours fermement à ses croyances antisémites.
And his bitterness against the Jews was as strong as ever, it was just more clandestine.
Et ça nourrit encore davantage son ressentiment à l'égard des Juifs, sauf qu'il l'a maintenu caché.
Oi, oi, Gewalt, Gewalt!
What's the matter, Abram?
Did you see the Yiddish Journal this morning, David?
No, what did it say?
Well, I don't mind telling you that I'm so happy I could cry.
You're looking simply great. Why don't you celebrate?
I bought myself a quart of hooch, a collar, mit a tie.
Well, if I see you making whoopee, what's your alibi?
I was sad and I was blue, but now I'm just as good as you, since Henry Ford apologized to me.
That's why you threw away your little Chevrolet and bought yourself a Ford coupe.
I told the superintendent that the Dearborn Independent doesn't have to hang up where it used to be.
You're happy now because he settled half the case.
I'm sorry I cut off my nose to spite my race.
Are you glad he changed his point of view?
Yes, I like even Edsel too.
Since Henry Ford apologized to me, I put the family jewels in hock and bought myself a share of stock. Since Henry Ford apologized to me, I hear you had a baby yesterday and named it Henry Right Away. For what I thought about that guy, my wife is telling me that I should send him also my apologies. You got some viscous and tied it on your Ford somehow.
And everybody thinks I've got a Lincoln now.
I saw the brand new cars he makes.
Instead of Lizzie's, they'll be Jake's.
Since Henry Ford apologized to me.
Suddenly, World War II starts.
Après, la Deuxième Guerre mondiale a commencé d'un coup.
12 years after Ford's apology.
12 ans, donc après les excuses publiques de Henry Ford.
And when war broke out in Europe, it took another 2 years for the United States to enter the war.
Quand la guerre a commencé en Europe, il a fallu 2 ans avant que les États-Unis aussi entrent en guerre.
Once France fell, the only thing standing between Hitler and the invasion of England and complete domination of Europe was air power.
Après la capitulation française, la seule chose qui pouvait empêcher l'invasion de la Grande-Bretagne par Hitler, c'était la puissance aérienne.
And so the British Royal Air Force needed airplanes and they needed airplane engines. And
donc la Royal Air Force, l'armée de l'air britannique avait besoin d'avions et des moteurs dans ses avions.
And Ford, the Ford Motor Company, was one of the most important manufacturers of airplane engines.
Et la compagnie Ford était un des principaux constructeurs de moteurs d'avion à l'époque.
So, on the eve of the Battle of Britain, the British government attempted to place a very large order for airplane engines with the Ford Motor Company.
Donc vraiment avant la bataille d'Angleterre, le gouvernement britannique a voulu faire une commande très très conséquente de moteurs d'avion à la compagnie Ford.
Henry Ford absolutely refused.
Et ça a été refusé catégoriquement par Henry Ford en personne.
The contract was worth tens of millions.